This is Dan's Mega 65 Digest for March 2023, a Rorschach test on fire. This month we have featured files, featured features, new hardware, and a classic programming exercise to play with. Let's get started. Featured files. Get this month's featured files from FileHost and keep them on your SD card for showing off to your friends. Luma by Shallon50K. Shift the components around on a playfield to fire lasers at targets. Use a joystick in port 2, select a piece, hold the button, then push it in a direction. Try to solve each puzzle in as few moves as possible. Wave Hero by Gear S. A water sports-themed one-button runner with smooth gameplay, a gorgeous color palette, and authentic SID sounds. Use just the button of a joystick in port 2. This adaptation of a C64 game includes source code written in Milfork. Mandelbrot Explorer 65 by Leiden, with assembly source. The fractal's so famous there's a song about it. See also Mega Mandelbrot by Liquid Dream in BASIC. An external floppy disk drive for the Mega 65. In addition to the 3.5-inch floppy disk drive built into the Mega 65, the computer supports connecting a vintage Commodore 1581 external floppy drive to the IEC port. These drives are difficult to obtain, with working units listing for upwards of $400 on eBay. If you want a second drive for your Mega 65, there's a new option. Phoenix Retro Systems is taking pre-orders for a new Commodore-compatible 3.5-inch floppy drive, the FNX1591. Like the 1581, it supports double-density disks for 720 kilobytes of storage per disk. The FNX's firmware can be updated over USB, and it can store multiple firmware options that can be selected by a switch. Another switch can set the IEC unit number. The drive uses a modern power supply and power switch, and sports two IEC connectors for daisy-chaining devices. The FNX1591 is intended to be compatible with all computers that work with the 1581, including the Mega 65. You can pre-order one today for $275 plus $45 flat-rate shipping. Delivery is estimated for April 2023. The drive's resin-printed case is designed to match the Phoenix F256K, an all-new 65CO2-based wedge-style computer. The F256K is not currently open for orders, but the F256 Junior, a low-cost bareboard version, is for sale for only $199. If your Mega 65 needs a friend, you can't go wrong with an F256 Junior. An embroidered dust cover for the Mega 65. So ready. A maker of boutique dust covers for vintage Commodore equipment out of Norfolk, United Kingdom, now offers an embroidered dust cover for the Mega 65. Gray with stylish red piping and a rainbow 65 logo, this cover protects your Mega 65, or your Commodore 65 if you have one, while leaving the ports exposed, so you can keep it connected and covered at the same time. £22.99 plus shipping. While you're there, get matching covers for all your Commodore gear. Looking for other dust cover options? Some large-size keyboard covers tend to fit the Mega 65, and the cheap ones are practical. I found a generic stretchy keyboard cover that just fits, though it won't protect from things set on top of it or cats walking across it. For something more durable, Leiden found an acrylic keyboard cover that is sized correctly and works well with clear elastic buffers. Others have found acrylic display stands that, with the right dimensions, can do the trick and look pretty stylish. Want to mount your Mega 65 to the wall? 8-Bit Resurgence, Core i64 in the Discord, made a video on making 3D-printed presentation brackets. See the article for links to all of these products. recently added features of the ROM. As I mentioned last month, the Mega 65 ROM is getting new updates. February saw a series of updates that promoted features that were contributed over the last year, using a new testing process to eliminate bugs and confirm backwards compatibility with existing Mega 65 software. See the ROM FAQ for a reminder on how to obtain and install the latest beta release, link in the article. The following new features have been added to beta releases since the last release package, up to the most recent ROM version as of this writing, ROM 920383. Many thanks to BitShifter for these contributions, and for all of his work on the ROM over the years. 80x50 Text Mode. The Mega 65 operating environment starts up in a text mode with 80 columns and 25 rows. You can change the environment's display mode to 40 columns and 25 rows by pressing the Escape key followed by the 4 key. To switch back to 80x25, press Escape, then 8. Starting with ROM 920382, you can switch the operating environment to 80 columns by 50 rows, plenty of screen space for basic program code and directory listings. To switch to this mode, press Escape, then 5. Be advised that some software might not run correctly if started with the computer in a state other than the default boot state. Technically, this is true for anything you can change about the state of the computer, and is not particular to the new 80x50 mode. Some programs would also be confused if you started them in 40x25 mode. When writing a program, it's best not to assume any undocumented default state. Either test the state, or set it to be as you need it. To set the text screen mode from a basic program, use the print command to emit the PETSCII codes for escape, that's 27, and the appropriate number character. You will probably want to also emit the code to clear the screen, which is 147. Print space CHR dollar sign open parentheses 27 close parentheses plus quote 5 close quote plus CHR dollar sign open parentheses 147 close parentheses. Mouse on default sprite. Basic 65 has built-in support for the mouse. When you enable the mouse with mouse on, Basic 65 uses the first sprite of its sprite system, Sprite 0, as a mouse cursor. In previous versions of the ROM, the Basic program had to provide its own sprite image for the cursor. You can still provide a custom image, but now you don't have to. The default image for Sprite 0 is an arrow-shaped mouse cursor. If you have a compatible mouse, or a modern USB mouse and the amazing Mouster adapter, try this command to see the basic mouse pointer in action. Mouse, space, on. In a basic program, you can read the position and button state of the mouse into variables using the rmouse command. See your user's guide for more information. In addition to the mouse sprite, the other 7 sprites are now set to a simple default pattern, so you can experiment with the basic sprite system without first loading image data. Chardef 512. The chardef command in Basic 65 can replace the glyph of a screen code with a custom pattern. We played with chardef a bit in the September 2022 issue of the Digest. In previous versions of the ROM, chardef could only modify the first 256 screen codes in the uppercase character set. Now you can use chardef with all 512 screen codes, numbered 0 through 511. Remember that your program can only display either the uppercase character set or the lowercase character set on the screen at one time. To switch to the lowercase set, print PETSCII code 14, print space CHR dollar sign open parentheses 14 close parentheses. Surprisingly, there is no PETSCII code to switch back to the uppercase character set. If you need to switch back and forth, it's better to use the VIC register at hexadecimal D018, or decimal 53272. For the default character set on the Commodore 65, the lower 4 bits should be 4 for uppercase and 6 for lowercase. If your program depends on the character set not changing, you may want to disable the ability for the user to toggle between the two sets by pressing Mega plus Shift. Print PETSCII code 8 to disable it, and PETSCII code 9 to re-enable. Monitor PC handling and the break instruction. In last month's digest, we explored the Mega 65 monitor as an essential tool for learning machine language, understanding how the computer works, and troubleshooting machine language programs. With the latest ROM, the monitor just got even more useful. We saw how you can start the monitor by typing the monitor command at the ready prompt. The Mega 65 will also activate the monitor when a machine language program executes the break instruction, that's BRK. This is super handy for investigating a problem with the state of the computer from inside your program. Just add a break instruction and run your program, and it'll stop at exactly that spot and open the monitor so you can inspect registers and memory. With the latest ROM, the monitor has been improved, so it knows exactly where the break instruction left off. You can now continue your program from the monitor using the G command without arguments, assuming you did not modify the program counter while you were in the monitor. Run Stop Restore enters the monitor. Anyone who has written a machine language program knows how it feels when a bug in the program causes it to get stuck, ignoring all input, appearing to do nothing, or worse. For these cases, Commodore provided us an escape hatch. Hold Run Stop and press Restore. This triggers an interrupt that tells the CPU to stop what it's doing and hand control to the kernel. Traditionally, the kernel would handle this interrupt by clearing the screen and displaying a ready prompt. This isn't particularly useful when troubleshooting a machine language program. The latest ROM does something a bit smarter. It opens the monitor with the program counter set to wherever you interrupted it, as if there had been a break instruction at that location. In many cases, you can even resume your machine language program after interruption using the G command. With the new ROM installed, try assembling the Infinite Border Color program from last month's digest, then execute it to enter an infinite loop. Press Run Stop Restore to break into the monitor, then enter the G command to resume the fireworks. An 80x50 Mandelbrot set. Rendering the Mandelbrot set is a rite of passage coding exercise, similar to implementing Conway's Game of Life. Leiden's Mandelbrot Explorer 65 and Liquid Dream's Mega Mandelbrot show off the Mega 65's color bitmap graphics capabilities. To celebrate the launch of 80x50 basic text mode, let's try a low-res version. The Mandelbrot set is the set of complex numbers C for which the function f of z plus 1 equals f of z squared plus c does not diverge to infinity when iterated from z equals 0. In other words, take a complex number c, then starting from 0, repeatedly add the complex number and square the result. If the results run off to infinity, the number c is not in the set. If the result never runs off, maybe they bounce around locally or converge toward 0, then c is in the set. The most famous image of the Mandelbrot set represents the points on the complex plane where c equals x plus iy, where I is the imaginary constant defined as I squared equals negative 1, centered on the origin, 0, 0, and zoomed in fairly close. Points that are in the set appear in the image as black, forming bulbous round shapes. A simple computer program can draw the image as a bitmap by testing every pixel, x, y, as a coordinate on the complex plane, starting the function at the point and iterating until either it starts to look like the value is diverging or a maximum number of iterations is reached. If the value is still near the starting point after the maximum iterations, the program concludes it is in the set. Traditionally, the program assigns diverging, non-member points a color based on the number of iterations it took to detect divergence, giving the figure a glowing effect that shows how points near members of the set take longer to diverge. See also the Mandelbrot set episode of Numberphile, with an excellent explanation of this by Dr. Holly Krieger. Let's write a basic program to draw this using 80x50 text mode. First, adjust the color palette to provide a gradient of colors for the non-set points. You can experiment with different values to adjust the colors to your taste. I will read the code sample aloud for this audio version, but please see the article for the actual text. Some of these lines are difficult to understand just from hearing them read aloud. 10, space, palette, space color, space 0, comma 0, comma 0, comma 0. 20, space, FOR, space N equals 1, space TO, space 1, 5, colon, palette, space color, space N, comma N, comma 0, comma 4 minus, open parentheses, n minus 4, close parentheses, colon, next, space, n. A basic program can set the screen mode by printing the PETSCII code for the escape key, 27, then the character for 5, similar as if you typed it. 100, space, print, space, CHR dollar sign, open parentheses, 27, close parentheses, plus, quote, 5, close quote. To draw the pattern, the program visits each character position once using a nested for loop. For this program, we'll set every character on the screen to a solid rectangle, then set the color based on our calculations. The BASIC 65 special array, T, @ampersand, gives us access to the characters on the screen. And the special array C, @ampersand, gives us access to the colors. These arrays are indexed with a row and column number, so you can read or assign to these values, similar to other arrays. 110, space, FOR, space, K equals 0, space TO, space 79. 120, space, FOR, space, R equals 0, space TO, space 49. 130, space, T, @ampersand, open parentheses, K, comma, R, close parentheses, equals 160. The program fills the screen with solid rectangles, screen code 160. The rest of the code will test the point for set membership and set its color accordingly. The first thing we need to do is determine the actual XY coordinates on the complex plane for each position on the screen. The y-axis should be in the center, so the x-coordinate is 0 when the column number k is 40. Similarly, the x-axis should also be centered, so the y-coordinate is 0 when the row number r is 25. We also need to scale down the coordinate ranges to be much smaller so we can see something interesting. These calculations for x and y should produce interesting results. 140, space, x equals, parentheses, k minus 40, close parentheses, times 0.06. 150, space, y equals, open parentheses, r minus 25, close parentheses, times 0.06. These variables represent the complex number c equals x plus iy that corresponds with the coordinate on the screen. We need to keep track of the iteration value, a complex value stored in variables zx and zy. We also need to keep track of the number of iterations in variable n. Initialize these variables to 0. 160, space, zx equals 0, colon, zy equals 0, colon, n equals 0. BASIC 65 does not have built-in support for complex numbers or the imaginary constant I, but it turns out we don't need it. We can calculate the new values of zx and zy using separate equations for the real and imaginary parts. Remembering that I squared is negative 1, the square of a complex number can be figured as follows. Take the complex number x plus iy and square the whole quantity. This expands to x squared plus ixy plus ixy plus quantity iy squared. Or simplifying that, x squared plus 2ixy plus negative 1y squared. Arrange this in standard form for a complex number, and we get the quantity x squared minus y squared plus I times the quantity 2xy. To complete the equation, add the components of the original complex value x and y. The complete basic code for updating the zx and zy variables is as follows. 170, space, zx equals zx times zx minus zy times zy plus x. 180, space, zy equals 2 times zx times zy plus y. Each time we iterate this function, we can determine whether the function is diverging by testing whether the updated point is far away from where it started. We're using starting points that are very close to the origin, so to keep the math simple, we can take the distance of the new point from the origin. This distance, known as the magnitude of the complex number c equals x plus iy, can be found using the Pythagorean theorem, the square root of the quantity x squared plus y squared. In BASIC 65, the square root function is spelled SQR, so we get our magnitude like so. 190 space A equals SQR open parentheses ZX times ZX plus ZY times ZY close parentheses. We've just completed an iteration, so we need to increment the iteration counter N. 200 space N equals N plus 1. Now we can test whether we're done iterating. If the magnitude of the value hasn't gotten large enough to conclude that the function is diverging, and we haven't yet reached the maximum number of iterations, we continue iterating. 210, space, if space, a less than equals 2, space, and space, n less than 80, space, then space 170. After iteration is complete, we determine the color of the screen location based on the number of iterations. If we hit the maximum, we conclude that the point is in the Mandelbrot set, so the square should be black. Otherwise, it is some other color based on the number of iterations. With a maximum iteration count of 80, one way to convert this to a color value between 0 and 15 is to divide it by 5. 220, space, c equals 0, colon. If, space, n equals 80, space, then, space 240. 230, space, c equals n divided by 5 plus 1. 240, space, c at sign ampersand, open parentheses k comma r, close parentheses, equals c. 250, space, next, space r. 260, space, next, space k. That's it. Run this program and watch it draw a pattern that roughly resembles the Mandelbrot set image. 80 by 50 is a low resolution, but it's close to the first picture of the Mandelbrot set, published by Robert W. Brooks and Peter Metelsky in 1978.
Every one of them a splinter in my eye. I hate the penal space in the Koch curve. I fear the Cantor ternary set. The Sierpinski gasket makes me wanna cry. And a million miles away, a butterfly flapped its wings on a cold November day. A man named Benoit Man. Magical insights left him well equipped to face those demons down. He saw that infinite complexity could be described by simple rules. Used his giant brain and he turned the game around. And up below the storm, saw a vision in his head, a bulbous pointed form. His pencil up and he wrote his secret down. Just pick a point called T in the complex plane. Let's see one BZ squared plus C. Z2 is Z1 squared plus C. Z3 is Z2 squared plus C. And so on. If the series of C's will always stay close to Z and never trend away, that point is in the Mandelbrot set. Mandelbrot set, you're a Rorschach test on fire, a Deagle pterodactyl. You're a heart-shaped box of springs and wire, and one badass fucking fractal. And you're just in time to save the day, sweeping all our fears away. You can change the world in a tiny way. Mandelbrot's in heaven. At least he will be when he's dead. Right now he's still alive and teaching math at Yale. Gave us order out of chaos. He gave us hope where there was none. His geometry succeeds where others fail.
one of the series of Z's will always stay close to Z and never trend away. That point is in the Mandelbrot set. Mandelbrot set, Rorschach test on fire, you're a dingo pterodactyl. You're a heart-shaped box of springs and wire, you're one badass fucking fractal. And you're just in time to save the day, sweeping all our fears away. You can change the world in a tiny way. And you're just in time to save the day, sweeping all our fears away. You can change the world in a tiny way. Go on, change the world in a tiny way. Come on, change the world in a tiny way.
That's Mandelbrot Set by Jonathan Colton, used under a Creative Commons license. For more JOCO, visit jonathancolton.com. That's JonathanColton.com. For more of this digest, visit m65digest.substack.com.